Program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656. Great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I had a nice weekend. It was quiet, which is, what I like. And
yep, not too bad. Had a little few drops of rain, but nothing major there.
You know, we desperately needed it. My grass was awfully crunchy last week.
Yeah, it was. Well, we got that about an inch, and then over the weekend here, probably another tenth or something like that. So, yeah, greening things up pretty good.
Yes.
The weeds really took off.
Yeah. That's a never-ending fight.
That's fun to get out there in the yard, though, once in a while.
Yep.
As long as you don't have to do it too often.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. As long as I don't run over my wife's plants with the lawnmower or get in trouble.
Yeah.
Which has happened. Well, let's salute a veteran here today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Private Anker Anderson. Anker was born on August 25th, 1894, in Fredrikstad, Norway. Passed away on November 21st, 1990, in Dawson. He entered active duty on June 26th, 1918, in Madison in the United States Army. Was honorably discharged 8 months later on February 6th, 1919, at Camp Grant, Illinois. He served with the American Expeditionary Forces in World War I. He had excellent character of service and good horsemanship. If he was a farm boy from Lac Parle County back in the early 1900s, I'm sure horse was more prevalent than a tractor or a car.
Most likely.
Yes. So it's no surprise that he would have good horsemanship while in service. So we thank you, Anker, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Salute to the vets.
Absolutely. Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
Well, we're going to talk about a donation that the Veterans Hospitals recently got from John Deere.
Since we were talking about an old-time farm boy from Lac Parle County, it's kind of a good segue into our topic that John Deere has donated thousands of face shields to VA hospitals to fight COVID-19. Department of Veterans Affairs sent out a press release on June 18th discussing the company's generous donation to VA medical centers throughout the country. VA announced that John Deere has shipped 134,600 face shields to 49 VA medical centers in 27 states at no cost.
Quite a donation.
In response to the COVID-19 pandemic. VA's voluntary service and John Deere worked to identify VA facilities in need of additional personal protective equipment. The department recognizes and appreciates when organizations take it upon themselves to help VA and their communities. And these face shields are extremely helpful, according to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Robert Wilkie. Having additional personal protective equipment on hand ensures we can supplement our efforts to protect veterans and VA healthcare providers in the face of this pandemic. John Deere's donation of face shields to VA, known as Operation Hero Support, was developed out of the company's commitment to help communities in need. While John Deere does not typically manufacture face shields, the Agricultural Utility Manufacturing Company was able to produce them using an open source design from the University of Wisconsin in Madison, Wisconsin. Operation Hero Support far exceeded VA's hopes, and so far they have provided nearly 135,000 face shields to VA to contribute, to contribute to helping protect our veterans, says Kevin Blount, senior quality engineer at John Deere and chair of John Deere's Military Employee Resource Group. Since early April, they've manufactured more than 400,000 face shields and distributed them to healthcare providers, caregivers, and emergency personnel across the United States. Individuals or organizations interested in donating to support the care of service to veterans can reach out to VA Voluntary Services. And I have their number.
What is that?
Well, it's to the St. Cloud VA's Voluntary Service Office, and that's area code 320-252-1670, and then extension 6365. You can always contact our office for more information on voluntary services, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And I think you have that number handy.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
And you are there in the office?
Yes, I am.
Yep. And they can come into the building if they want?
Yes. We do have some limited access. Well, not limited, but it's restricted. You know, we have people that direct traffic and help people right in the lower level hallway there and take care of most of their needs and make sure that other offices, you know, are maintaining their social distance guidelines with, limiting the amount of visitors at one time. So.
All right. So just use a little common sense.
Absolutely.
That's right. Or if it is something you can do via the internet or the phone, that's preferable.
Yes. Yep. And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
I suppose they can, you can send them a picture of yourself, you know, if they can't like to look at you while they're talking to you on the phone.
I wouldn't do that to other people.
All right, just an idea.
Well, speaking of John Deere, I have a homemade face mask.
I see that
John Deere was face donated. Mask. It looks like it's made from an old John Deere blanket. But I wear that proudly.
Okay, do you get reimbursed then, kind of like an endorsement like the golfers? Or?
Probably not.
Probably not. Well, it's just a good goodwill gesture on your
Absolutely.
Part. All right. Very good.
I recently purchased a John Deere, so I
get a little mower there, yep.
Yeah.
So you're buzzing around on that thing once in a while.
That's right.
Yep.
And speaking of our one of our sponsors, VFW Post 1656, the club has been reopened. They opened, June 8th?
I can't remember all the timelines. I know they opened outdoors, and then they opened indoors now for some. And they're playing bingo again on Thursday nights.
It's glad to see that patrons are utilizing organization and, doing what they can to support local.
Yep, so. Get out there and do a little business.
That's right.
All right. Well, Josh, appreciate the info. We'll let you get back to work. We'll talk again next Monday morning.
Sounds good, Maynard. Thank you.
Josh Benninga, Lackbarrel Veteran Service Officer, Vets Info on the air here on Q92. Vets Info on the air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackbarrel County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.